11 years ago, in a Navy and Wood paneled Topeka TV studio, then Congressman Jerry Moran and Todd Tehart were arguing. The two Republicans were running against each other for the U.S. Senate. They disagreed on earmarks, a tool for Congress to tie money from a spending bill to a specific project without jumping through all of the usual hoops. Tehart wanted to reform the system. Here's Moran saying he wanted to dump it.
Congressman Moran. Well, I oppose earmarks in their current state and supported the moratorium that finally came about in the House of Representatives.
Moran accused Tehart of blocking a reform that would save taxpayers money. Tehart saw it differently.
Well, when you listen to Congressman Moran, you think that I'm the only one in Washington or from Kansas that does earmarks. In fact, everybody from Kansas requests earmarks.
Tehart was right. Other Kansas Republicans, Moran among them, used to request money for special projects in their district. Bridges, opera houses, levees. But 2010, the year of the spend less, tax less Tea Party wave, marked a turning point. Moran won. So did the fight to end earmarks. Earmarks that had previously helped build coalitions, pass big spending bills, and generally grease the wheels of Capitol Hill. It also ended what had been a powerful tool for party leaders to force rank-and-file members of Congress to compromise. Need a vote? Hand out an earmark so a congressman can look like a hero back home. Here's Laura Blessing, who studies earmarks at the Georgetown Government Affairs Institute.
What else do you have? Well, you could really go nuclear if someone is a real thorn in your side and remove them from a committee. Now, the thing about this is that it's too strong of a tool. That's a sledgehammer.
That sledgehammer knocked Congressman Tim Huelskamp off of the House Agriculture Committee and doomed his bid for re-election.
In Kansas, we value integrity.
A TV ad from the 2016 campaign when Roger Marshall ran against Huelskamp in the Republican primary.
Then Huelskamp was kicked off the Agriculture Committee.
This is the first time in 150 years a Kansas is not on the Ag Committee.
Leaving us without a voice. We can't trust washing Tim.
Michael Smith is a political science professor at Emporia State University. He says Republicans who don't use earmarks leave federal money on the table that could benefit their districts and win a few votes.
Are they going to bring over that conservative ideology argument, no more big government? Or are they going to go back to the more traditional kind of Bob Dole type politics of talking small governments, but still making sure that their districts get their fair share of the pie?
Charisse Davids is the lone Democrat from Kansas in Congress. She supports earmarks to help revamp a highway and buy more electric buses for her Kansas City area district. So far, none of the three Kansas Republicans in the U.S. House have requested earmarks. And now Senator Roger Marshall told Politico he's against earmarks, too. The only person who hasn't decided yet is Republican Senator Jerry Moran. His office didn't respond to multiple requests for comment. Jim Slattery is a former Democratic member of Congress from Topeka. He says the Kansas delegation should be requesting earmarks. He says if Congress doesn't choose where to spend the money, the president will. The cash could end up going to political swing states that are more politically useful to the president. Kansas is no swing state.
Why would they not aggressively pursue the money that is being appropriated to build highways and to build infrastructure to improve the internet and broadband capability in Kansas?
Yet cashing in on earmarks could make it harder for incumbents to argue they're holding down federal spending. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Abigail Sensky in Lawrence.